It's a light week for this delivery. Just 1,100 pounds of food for four agencies.
Yeah, the Oaks.
That's a rehab center.
Kiowa Emergency Food Pantry. McAllister Group Home. And McAllister Care Center.
That's Jeff Fannin, who's one of the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma's delivery drivers. His routes and his schedule are about to change, as the first ever branch location for the food bank is about to open right here in McAllister. Here at the Pittsburgh County Warehouse, the food bank's drop-off point for this area, Glenn Bennett is picking up for the Oaks Rehab Center.
I'm a maintenance slash supervisor, slash everything else.
He says Oaks has an order delivered monthly.
Usually pretty important for us. We get a fair amount of what we use each month from here.
That's some non-perishables as well as some non-food items like paper goods and soap. How will it help having the new branch so close?
Well, it'll be easier for us, I think, because we'll be able to get stuff readily here instead of having to wait, you know, each month for it.
One of the food bank's partner programs, McAllister's First Christian Church, isn't here to pick up an order today. But they rely on the food bank for deliveries, and they are one of several local churches that help distribute food to the town's many people who need help feeding themselves and their families. We met with one of these families and found an example of a group of people living with many of the problems the food bank hopes to be able to better address. Meet the Norwoods.
It's Tammy and Norwood.
I'm William Norwood. I'm her oldest son. She lives with us, and this is my wife.
Hello, my name is Louise Norwood.
There's William's daughter-in-law, who's shy.
Her name is Crystal Norwood. She is my wife, and I am her husband, George Norwood.
Also William's younger brother.
My name is Louis Norwood, Sr.
And his son and daughter, Louis Jr. and Vicky. William is the family's patriarch of sorts, and along with his son, George, is the one who answers most of my questions, like about their income and whether they supplement the $728 they receive per month through Social Security.
Yeah, we get a small deal of food stamps. Not many, though. You know, and it's hard to make that last a full month. On $101, you can't buy a good, decent bill of groceries to last food that you need. Now, you can buy junk food, stuff like that, you know. But you can't buy a decent bill of groceries on $101 a month.
And that's not just for William and his wife. Tammy, William's mother, and his son George, and his wife all live in one household, for which they pay $500 a month in rent. They wouldn't get by without help from the church, and they're not alone.
People that I know that could afford is even having trouble now, having money to do stuff with, you know.
It's clear the Norwoods McAllister is not George Bailey's Bedford Falls.
Because this town, like I said, it is full of needed families. I see people standing on the streets every day, from young to old. You know, I see it going on.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.